This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and that means it's time for a little football talk, a little Patriots talk. We are counting down the days. We are now 20 days away to the start of training camp down in Foxborough. Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and the 10-plus win Patriots, question mark? Open things up down there. Will be interesting to see, by the way, Ted, before we get into our question of the day, the energy, and I don't mean on the field, the energy in the stands, the bleachers. Remember those old shots of when they would open the gates and people would like sprint to try to get good positioning for seats and autographs and all that? There wasn't a lot of that last year.
Not last year, no.
And I'll be interested to see how much energy there is from Patriot Nation buying into this team early on in late July, early August.
Do you think the Patriots could have had a better offseason than they had this year? What I mean, if you were to grade their offseason as far as decision moving on from Gerard, the timing of it, the hiring of Mike Vrabel, the draft, the free agency, everything, do you think they could have done better than what they did?
I would say yes. And what I would say is add a higher end receiver. Okay. Stephon Diggs got people excited, but at the ACL, a little older. Like a DK Metcalf or a Terry McLaurin, who's now a rumor, if that would be the way to go from a A- to an A+ or whatever you think, that
gotcha.
Little jump.
Gotcha.
But no, for the most part, as Vrabel himself said, we won March and we thought he won April by winning the draft. Like things are looking pretty good.
Yeah.
There's reason for optimism, so we'll keep an eye on the crowds. But we're obviously going to be down there. We're going to be keeping an eye on the field and position battles, players, surprise cuts, all those things that become talking points in July and August. Before we get into today's question, I wanted to just revisit the poll results from the question we had the other day, which was who is under the most pressure of people not named Mike Vrabel and Drake May? And you just talked to Giardi about it. And he liked your Josh McDaniels answer because that was a good answer based on the poll. So the options we gave were my answer, Will Campbell, your answer, Josh McDaniels, Fitzy's answer, Milton Williams, and then I said other. And we did get a lot of replies with other options, but Will Campbell won the voting with 47%, followed by 42% for Josh McDaniels. Then it was 7% for Milton Williams and 4% for others. Some of the others included the boss man, Robert Kraft, has some pressure on him. Two worst seasons in the history of his ownership, he said, his words, not mine, you know, to get this thing going. One-year coach in Gerard Mayo, who he had to pull the plug on immediately to hire Vrabel. Like, he needs some of this to show it's going in the right direction, too. So there is some pressure on Kraft, but Will Campbell won the voting in our poll in terms of who's under the most pressure. And I would say that's funny because it's both literal and figurative because there's going to be big, long-armed, fast men trying to kick his ass on every single
and
play.
It's such a position that you can't run or hide.
Right.
You know, there's times, and I might mess up on a play, and you would never know it.
Right.
Because there's just a lot of bodies in there.
Yep.
You're all alone out there on that left side.
And you're all alone protecting a guy who might be a $500 million player if you do your job right, right? By the time he signs his contract, that's a big money guy behind you named Drake May. So, yeah, people will be watching. People will be keeping track. But today's question on 4 o'clock football here on WEEI Afternoons, which Patriots player is most primed for a breakout season in 2025? So optimistic, right? If they're going to be good, there's going to be some breakout years, surprise contributors, guys not only living up to but surpassing expectations. Can I pose one first?
Please, by all
okay.
means.
I don't want to play Fitzy's side of the street here, but I think Travion Henderson, the rookie second round running back, has a legitimate chance to be a rookie of the year type candidate, a legitimate chance to be a key contributor on this offense, a guy who we've seen it. He has the speed and the electric playmaking ability to catch the ball and go to the house, mm-hmm. or run the ball, hit a hole, hit a seam, go to the house. I'm not saying he's going to be your workhorse, but we're trending toward an NFL with Jahmyr Gibbs, for example, the role he had in Detroit, where you're not an every down guy, but when you're out there, the defense is afraid of you because you could take it to the house on any play. Mm-hmm. I think Travion Henderson could be a real, real key cog in this offense and a star that people fall in love
with.
Yeah,
interesting. It's hard to argue against that. Obviously, I just think there's going to be a lot of quick passing games. I think he's and I think he's just a much better receiver than Ramondre Stevenson. And so I see him being involved in more third down packages, thus being, if you're third down, a third down player, it's the money down. You usually are kind of a big time player. You make big plays. And so I think he'll be out there more in those kind of crunch situations there on third down. I would not surprise me if he does have a breakout year. I just think he's a dynamic back. You saw how important, it's funny how trends work in the NFL, several years, the NFL did not put much stock in running backs.
Yep.
And then last year, the Super Bowl winner, the straw that stirred the drink for that winning Super Bowl team, the Philadelphia Eagles, was a running back.
Yep.
And so I love running backs just because I have so much respect because I had to go against them. Tight ends, and a lot of times those two positions just don't get their due. But they're hugely important to offenses.
Do you also subscribe to sort of the accepted idea theory that a running back is one of the easier positions as a rookie to come in,
contribute,
get reps,
it is.
Get opportunities?
I would say so. The hardest part for, I think, a rookie running back is just blitz pickup.
Right.
But I was at mini camp for a couple days, as you guys know, and I saw some advanced blitzes coming at Travion. And, man, he had them like no problem. So they will, and you always hear this about Josh McDaniels, he'll never put a guy out there running back that can't pick up the blitz. Mm-hmm. So if he can pick up the blitz, which it looks like he can, and that was one of the things coming in from college was how good he was at picking up blitz.
Absolutely.
Then that, to me, that's all you need to really worry about. He's got that covered. Then he'll probably play a lot.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay, who you got?
This is a guy that needs to have a breakout year. And am I an a-hole for suggesting a guy that's coming off of blood clots needs to have a big year? But I got to see something more out of Christian Barmore. I've never been that impressed with him. And people think he's a dominating player. He was a guy that was drafted, in the early second round?
Yep.
But then thought, he could have gone high first. I've never seen it. He got paid. I mean, a record salary.
Second biggest guarantee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guarantee for a New England Patriot in history, only behind Tom Brady.
It's incredible. I've never seen a player, the Patriots pay a player that had done so little to get that money. And so to me, there's a lot of pressure on him. Assuming he's healthy, he should have a breakout year, particularly with Milton Williams now. So Milton Williams is going to command double teams. So that means that Christian Barmore should have more one-on-one opportunities. Get to the quarterback, bro. Make more of an impact. I got to see more out of him.
Yeah, he was a guy I considered. He was on my sort of group of five or six of them. And I do think the Milton Williams addition, because 2 years ago when Barmore was pretty good, he got double teamed a lot. And that is that's a tip of the hat from the opposing offensive line. Like, you're the guy we care about. We start with you. Well, with Milton Williams, who makes more money than him now, he's the $100 million man next to the $90 million man. Mm-hmm. He may get more attention, and that may bring opportunities for Barmore, because there is definitely talent there. He definitely has and I'm not saying he's this guy, but there's a little Richard Seymour to him in terms of athletic.
How dare you?
Size.
You think size?
Power. Yeah, I think there is a
There's a
package there that can be Seymourian and impactful for a defensive line. And if he's kind of the second fiddle there, absolutely he could ride the coattails of Milton Williams to actually getting to the quarterback, putting some numbers up, making some plays, not just being a guy you pay to eat up a couple blockers to let other people make plays. So I think he's a guy, and he needs to. Like, at some point, you got to poop or get off the pot kind of thing with him.
Yeah.
Especially, I know the blood clots are a health thing, not a football thing, but, you know, at some point, you got to get back. It's your job.
I know. And I do. Can I just real quick? So I played against Tommy Frazier, quarterback for Nebraska, who had blood clots. And he missed a lot of this. My senior year, you know, it was his sophomore year or whatever. He missed a lot of games. He came back, though, and then they came back again, right?
Right.
It's one of those things that just because it goes away doesn't mean it won't come back again. So you got to be careful. But hopefully that's behind him, and he can be the player that we all think he should be.
All right. My next guy is a guy I think you're going to push back against. I think you might push back against strongly. Pop Douglas. I bought into him. Oh, you got him on the list. Okay. Pop Douglas, I thought was going to be better last year than he was. And for a lot of reasons, it didn't work out. I actually didn't love his attitude. I thought he kind of, in that group of Javon Baker, and I think he got dragged down and became a negative guy Polk.
Bad back and coaching.
Yes. There was a lot of layers to it. So I'm kind of just giving him.
I think they brought him down.
Yes. A little mulligan that was just a bad year, because I do think he's quick. I do think he is more than just a traditional slot receiver. I do think he can make some plays that are catch and run, get down the little Deion Branch-esque a little bit, because I never thought Deion was the traditional slot receiver. He was small and he was quick and he could get open fast, but he also had a more robust route tree, I guess we would say. And Pop Douglas, even if he is just a slot, we know Josh McDaniels likes slot receivers. They are a big part of his offense traditionally over the years, where it is a volume position. If you can get open and catch the football in Josh McDaniels' offense as a slot receiver, you're going to get targeted a boatload of times, not just here, right? Hunter Renfrow did it. Other guys have done it in other offenses for Josh McDaniels. So I think Pop Douglas is going to be targeted whatever it is, 140 times or something this year. And I don't think it's crazy if everything – if you're right and they have a good year for the Patriots, I don't think it's crazy for him to catch 90 to 110 balls in this offense as a volume guy. I really don't.
You know,
am I overly optimistic?
No, because when you think about it, like, you go, okay, I mean, they do have two quality tight ends, and I think they might even have a third. I like kind of the tight ends. When I was watching them at minicamp, they got, you know, besides Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper, they have some other guys that I think can be. I get the point is they don't have a dominating wide receiver room,
right?
That I think where it's like, you know, Steph Diggs, unless if he's just having a breakout year and you're feeding him balls, that can impact DeMario's targets. But I think from everything I'm hearing is they're really loving Pop, and that being Josh, he's a guy that was going to work the middle of the field. The best friend for a quarterback is always the guys that work the middle of the field.
Yep.
And get open fast. And that's what Pop does. So it's not the craziest thing to think that he could have 90 catches. The only thing I might is push back is, this is a team that's going to want to be ground and pound, ball control.
Yep.
And, back in the day when Tom was here, Wes Welker would get 90 catches. I mean, hell, he got over 100 all the time. Julian Edelman. But it was Tom Brady, and they weren't like this ball control offense. It was open. So the only thing I would push back is that I think there's going to be more of a slower paced offense. So 90's a lot, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
And maybe he just leads the team in catches. Maybe 90's too many, and maybe he's just
is more realistic.
The leader in receptions. Yeah. Okay, who's the next one for you? The last one for you?
It's an obvious.
Okay,
Christian Gonzalez.
Okay.
So you go, okay, well,
he was all pro last year.
He was. So I'm thinking first team all pro.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe defensive player of the year.
Whoa.
Kind of thing is where I'm going.
Depoy.
So that's, I think he's got a little defensive player of the year kind of qualities to him.
Gilmore.
A top five, top 10 defensive player in the league. And so I'm going with Christian Gonzalez, even though last year he was second team all pro, I expect him to go to first team. And, I think if he stays healthy, he's a guy that would be trending to a nice HOF kind of career.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
So we just went from all pro to defensive player of the year to, you mean big HOF, gold jacket HOF?
Big HOF.
Not red jacket HOF. Big, I mean, that'll get there too.
He's tougher than he gets credit for.
Wow.
When he plants his back foot and breaks on the ball, there's not a guy that plants and gets to the ball faster than Christian Gonzalez.
Wow. He left Colorado, right, and ended up at Oregon.
There's
still a little buff love there. I know how you work.
Yeah.
I know there's still a little buff love there. All right, Christian Gonzalez, breakout year on the way to a Hall of Fame career. Ted Johnson likes him, the Patriots, this year. We also got
17th overall pick, and a lot of people thought he should have been a top 10.
Oh, he absolutely should have gone much higher. Yeah. And that's going to play out more and more over the years. That's going to become more and more of a steal where they got him in the draft. But Travion Henderson, Pop Douglas, Christian Barmore, Christian Gonzalez, those are your candidates here, 4 o'clock football for breakout seasons for the Patriots in 2025. Up next, we do something that we do occasionally here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a TED Talk. And this was my idea because I legitimately want to know. This is one where I'm just going to become the listener, sit back, maybe ask a couple questions. Ted Johnson's going to give you top five running backs that he is proud or enjoyed tackling, favorite guys to tackle in his career, and then the top five dream list of running backs that he never got to tackle. Maybe they played before him or after him. Ted's top five tackles. Tacklees, what he wanted to tackle in his career. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Zach Coe, give me what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.